Step 3, getting off the fence. From M, Newcastle upon Tyne. I do remember, with step 3, making a decision that I wanted what other people had, but became very stuck at actually letting any higher power in. I'd been willing and honest for some time, but got firmly stuck on the fence with being fully open-minded. I had to put all my trust into someone else first, which, in my case, were others who had had some sort of experience. I had to believe that they were right, and maybe that I was holding something back. I had to accept help and open my mind. A complete leap of faith, like getting out of the driver's seat of a fast car and letting someone else take the controls, as it was later explained to me. Like getting in a pool and pushing off to the deep end for the first time with someone there to keep you afloat. Like getting off a fence, but not knowing quite what's on the other side, but believing you won't be alone. Someone good will be there. I experienced a sharp moment of clarity at some point after making the decision to go through the door instead of slamming it shut again. And again, no more procrastinating. I think this is where I got to understand, when looking back, that the steps are simple but tough. This was personally my toughest part, along with fully accepting step 1. The feeling was so intense and real that my faith since then has never wavered, although I've had all the emotional upsets of any other person living life in the real world. I feel it impossible to question the presence of a higher power in my life after this fundamental shift in psyche, as it is explained, because it was so real, and I've heard so many people in the rooms describe the same thing. It isn't just words in a book that we have to believe. I came to believe at the same time. I always see my step 3 as step 2 as a joint miracle. It works for me. Recovery is a personal journey. I always feel that my solid foundation is my strength. The first 3 steps have kept me grounded for quite some years now. If you build a strong foundation, do it properly. The building will not crumble, or if necessary, be simple to fix. I felt as though all the noise in my head had stopped. I could now clear up the wreckage of my past, but not have to do it alone. Much easier, and I would be given a new slate. I never struggle with my faith in a higher power, but I do feel lucky. Lucky that someone found a chink in the wall around me to start chipping away and to set me free. End.